Bruce Cameron welcoming you to Come All Ye, some more folk music on your community radio station 2MCE in the Central West. Featured album today comes from one of the best fiddlers in Scotland, John McCusker. He released a double CD not so long ago, and we'll take some tracks from that in the course of the program, starting in about 20 minutes or so from now. We'll begin the program today with another Scot. This is Andy M. Stewart. I keep telling you, don't confuse him with Andy Stewart, as in Donald Hwerisha Trousers. This is Andy M. Stewart.
Oh, pity the fate of the poor Irish stranger who wanders afar from his home, when he sighs for protection from want, woe and danger, not knowing what way for to roam. I ne'er will return to old Ireland's green bowers, where tyranny tramples the fairest of flowers. Those dreams give me pleasure in the loneliest hours. They are gone, I shall ne'er see them more. Oh, where can I shelter from want and from danger, or where can I find me home? Oh, must I still wander a pitiful stranger, unhonored, unwanted, alone? Oh, where is my father's low cottage of clay, alone where I've spent many long happy days? Alas, 'twas his lordship contrived it away. It is gone, I shall see it no more. When the sloe and the berries hung ripe on the bushes, I gathered them off without harm. I've gone to the fields where I've shorn the green rushes, preparing for cold winter storm. Along with my friends telling tales of delight, I'll sit by the fire on a cold winter's night. Those days give me comfort, though I may invite. They are gone, I shall ne'er see them. Stranger who wanders afar from his home, when he sighs for protection from want, woe and danger, not knowing what way for to roam. I ne'er will return to old Ireland's green bowers, where tyranny tramples the fairest of flowers. Those dreams give me pleasure in the loneliest hours. They are gone, I shall ne'er see them more.
Welcome to Come All Ye today on 2MCE. A lively set of tunes there from a group originally from Winnipeg in Canada, the Ducks, D-U-H-K-S. The Isla Rant is Real. Then a distinctive interpretation of a tune called Fleur de Mandragore. Tanya Elizabeth is the fiddle player, or was the fiddle player in that group. I don't think they exist anymore. And she played Fleur de Mandragore, first of all, in a minor key, which is the only recording I think I have of that tune in a minor key, before moving into the major. Then another tune simply called Bull after that. Opening Come All Ye Today, Andy M. Stewart from a lovely album called Donegal Rain. Despite Donegal Rain and the song The Irish Stranger, Andy M. Stewart was, sadly, a Scot, no longer with us. Next on Come All Ye, Bob Fox turns up here on the program quite frequently, collaborating with Stu Luckley. These two fellows made a wonderful couple of albums many years ago, and the owner of the label caused them a bit of trouble when they wanted to re-release the albums. He wouldn't let them, so they just said, well, blow that for a joke, re-recorded the lot and released them on the Fellside label, which was far more accommodating, called the double album Box of Gold. Here's a track from that called Bold Reynard the Fox.
Gentleman of high renown, come listen unto me, that takes the line in Fox Hunting by every degree. A story I will tell to you concerning of a fox near Royston Hill, tall mountains high and over stormy roads. Paul Reynard being all in his hole and hearing of these hounds, it caused him for to prick his ears and tread upon the ground. Methinks me hear some jubile hounds pressing upon in life. Before the day to me to come, I'll tread upon the ground. We hunted full 4 hours or more through Parish F-16. We hunted full 4 hours or more and came by back with green. Oh, if you'll only spare me life, I promise and fulfill to touch no more your feathered fowls, no lambs in yonder field. Thinking he must give up his life before these jubile hounds. So here's a view to ducks and to geese, likewise to lambs also. They've got Paul Reynard all by the brush and will not let him go.
They certainly had some intricate arrangements of songs, those two fellows. Bob Fox certainly still performing and touring. Not sure what Stu Luckley's doing these days, but that featured Bob Fox playing, I think, bouzouki. Stu Luckley, a acoustic bass guitar, not an upright bass, but an acoustic bass guitar. And they were very good in performance, and not only just for their singing and choice of songs, but the musicianship was outstanding. Bob Fox and Stu Luckley and Bold Reynard the Fox. Now, where I'm sitting and when I'm sitting is winter in Bathurst, and it's cold today. So here's a song about summer from the 13th century. It started as a medieval English round. You may recall it. It's called Summer. Carolyn Kendrick recorded it on a weird album called Each Machine. She's from Los Angeles, and the album, apart from this song that we'll hear, has themes of murder ballads, pagan chants, devil worship, and the odd hymn. But this one is Summer.
Sing cuckoo, no, sing cuckoo, no, sing cuckoo, no, sing cuckoo, no, summer is a coming in. Sing, sing cuckoo, no, sing with sad and blow with mad and sing the wood and do, sing cuckoo, no, sing with blood after long, the after cave coo, no, bullocks to death, bucket, verta, sorry, sing cuckoo, no, sing cuckoo.
Sing cuckoo, see if I care. 2.5 minutes of not very many different lyrics, but interesting nonetheless. And it's the oldest song you'll hear on the program today. That's a 13th century English round presented there by a Los Angeles singer, Carolyn Kendrick. She's certainly not from the 13th century. This is a Tom Paxton song next, but not sung by him. It's sung by a weird duo with some friends, the Austin Lounge Lizards.
Quit your belly aching and bub, saying you can't afford your grub, saying $1 ain't $1 no more. Tell me, buddy, what's new? You say you can't afford bread no more. Well, this ain't no charity store. You say your kids are hungry too. I got good news for you. You can eat dog food, you really ought to try it. You can fricassee it, you can deep fry it. Flip it on over, cook it anyway. Eat along the Rover 3 times a day. Well, it comes in a bag or a can, perfect eating for a working man. If you're down on your luck just now, it'll get you through the day. But if you eat it in the afternoon, you might feel like howling at the moon. Buddy, you're complaining too soon. This is all I got to say. You can eat dog food. You really ought to try it. You can fricassee it. You can deep fry it. Flip it on over. took it anyway. Eat along the road three times a day. Find yourself a vacant lot, clean the garbage off a little spot, build a fire, let the coals get hot, ask the neighbors in. You can open up a can or two, make patties like the swell folks do, have yourself a little barbecue, let the fun begin. You can eat dog food, really ought to try it. You can fricassee it, you can deep fry it, flip it on over, cook it anyway, eat along the road. Three times a day. You can eat dog food. You really ought to try it. You can fricassee it. You can deep fat fry it. Flip it on over. Cook it anyway. Eat along with Rover. Three times a day.
Makes its own gravy. That's encouraging, isn't it? That's the Austin Lounge Lizards with a Tom Paxton song. You can eat dog food. I'm listening to Come All Ye, and we don't usually give culinary advice on the program, but I made an exception there. Next comes a song that was associated with, if not composed by, Robert Johnson, great blues man from 100 plus years ago. This is Last Fair Deal Gone Down, not from Robert Johnson, but the group Crooked Still, who I think came from Boston, featuring Aoife O'Donovan singing, and that mad cellist, Rushad Eggleston, gets a bit of a Guernsey on this album as well. He's behaving himself pretty well on this track, but he lets loose elsewhere. Thank you.
It's the last fair deal gone down. It's the last fair deal gone down and low on that Gulfport
Donovan singing and Rushad Eggleston playing cello at the front of the band Crooked Still, and a very interesting reworking of a song by the great blues man Robert Johnston. Last Fair Deal Gone Down. Time to introduce you to the featured album, and it comes from John McCusker. John McCusker has been the top of his game playing fiddle in various Scottish and other bands for over 30 years now. And this is a double album, this featured album today, so we'll hear only a little snippet of it. He has lots and lots of guests on the album, mostly singers, because I don't think he does much singing. He can, but he doesn't. We'll start with a more predictable instrumental, I guess. It's called The Big Man Set. Just two tunes in it. The Big Man, which I think he wrote. Oh, no, maybe he didn't. Oh, yes, he did. Yeah, he wrote The Big Man. And another tune called Waiting for Janet, which was composed by Andy Cutting, great English musician. Featured album, it's called The Best of John McCusker. First track.
Thank you.
When he was 16, John McCusker was offered a position in the Royal Scottish Academy at Glasgow, but he knocked it back because he wanted to tour with Battlefield Band, and he did for 11 years. We saw him in Bathurst playing with Battlefield Band. He was pretty young. I don't think he was 16. He might have been 19 or so, but quite a talent. More from him and the featured double album, The Best of John McCutcher, John McCusker, as the program progresses, the program being Come All Ye.
"'Twas on one sultry summer's day, when tired of working at the hay, I lay and watched a regiment marching by to foreign wars, and I don't know how it came about, I must have slept without a doubt. I dreamed I took the shilling that day in Mullingar. Oh, a sergeant of Gra Machree, would you swap back again with me for my old jacket and overcoat that were warmer before? And besides, my heart would surely break if friends and neighbours I forsake and wear the Highland petticoat going into Mullingar. But the sergeant, he was sharp with me, you might as well contented be. You've gone and took the shilling down in Mary Ann Egan's bar. And as for those you leave behind, you might as well make up your mind. You've gone and put your foot in it this day in Mullingar. Oh, it was then I wept in grief and pain, but all my protests were in vain. We marched through Monaster Evan with the general in the care. And when we came to Wexford town, straight to the transport we went down, and we sailed away to India. Farewell to Mullingar. Now the heat was heavy overhead. We fought till nearly all was dead, from Sutlej to the Khyber till we came to Kandahar. Now those Indians are a sturdy lot, and they gave it to us hard and hot. And I lost me legs be cannon shot, and I mourned for Mullingar. 'Twas on that bloody ground I lay, in deep despair I could not pray. I cursed the day I listed, and me joy in life did mar. When someone near me gave a shout, I sat right up and looked about. Thank God I was only dreaming, I was back in Mullingar. I gazed around me with delight, and I felt me two fine legs all right, and I kissed the sod I lay on, and I thanked me lucky stars. And I swore no soldier he might bribe, unless for Ireland's cause to die. King George can stuff his shilling up, I'm content in Mullingar."
The Mullingar Recruit came from an album that was the featured album not so very long ago on the program, called Path Across the Ocean, by the Irish singer, Dublin singer in fact, Barry Gleeson. Next comes from a group called Deschel, another instrumental from an album called The Long, Long Note. The Soporific and The Rights of Man. Deschel's a trio, and Cormac Bretnach features prominently here playing whistle.
Thank you. how little one person can do. Yes, we are foolish people who do nothing, because we know how little one can do.
It's not my issue, not my scene. I've got to get my own house clean. I keep it neat and tidy just in case the queen should call. Come back to me another day and gladly I'll join in, we say. And I'm just one voice anyway, just one brick in the wall.
One brick in the wall, you may be one voice in the crowd. And without you we are weaker and our song may not be heard. One drop in the ocean, but each drop will swell the tide. So be a one brick in the wall, be one voice in the crowd. Cause we are foolish people who do nothing, because we know how little one person can do. Yes, we are foolish people who do nothing, because we know how little one can do.
From Victoria called Blackwood. Jane Thompson taking the lead there on Judy Small's excellent song, One Voice in the Crowd. Another one from the featured album now, The Best of John McCusker. Another instrumental this time with Michael McGoldrick, John Doyle and John McCusker, combining their talents for a set of tunes, The Wishing Tree, The Retirement and The Dern Valley Reel. players, that lot. Very good players. Michael McGoldrick, playing flute. John McCusker, fiddle, of course. And very definite, strong chord progressions from John Doyle. The Wishing Tree, The Retirement, and Dern Valley Reel. Those three tunes from the featured album, featured double album. Here's a raga. Sangeet Mishra is an 8th generation sarangi master from Varanasi. He's played all over the world. Niranjan Dioda plays tabla, trained in the Delhi tradition. And Supriya Dutta, the vocalist from Kolkata, is an acclaimed Hindustani classical vocalist. So there you go.
Oh, wide world, that's where I stood in the night with my head held low, in the darkness as black as could be. And my heart felt alone, and I cried, oh Lord, don't turn your face from me. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the great unknown. Take my hand, let me stand where no one stands alone. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the great unknown. Take my hand, let me stand where no one stands alone.
No one stands alone. That featured the voices of various Watersons, the group Waterson Carthy, the group Coop Boys and Simpson, and some members of Swan Arcade. What a strong lineup that was. And I reckon the way they presented that song had it all over Elvis Presley's version. Two tracks coming up from Eamon Coyne and Chris Drever. First of all, Capaval, and then Farewell to Stromness. Eamon Coyne plays banjo and tenor guitar on the album. Chris Drever, guitar and mandolin, and does most of the singing. Capaval is a traditional tune, probably better known as the Harris Dance. And Farewell to Stromness. Stromness, of course, is where the most ferries from the top of Scotland hit Orkney and disembark there and enjoy the wonders of Orkney. So Farewell to Stromness, because he's going the other way, and features some extra vocals from somebody we've heard just recently, Eliza Carthy, who was singing with Waterson Carthy. First, Capaval. Thank you.
Come, come, my kind comrades, once more let us join. Once more your fine voices and chorus with mine. Let us drink and be merry, from all sorrow refrain. For we ever or never may we all meet again. The time is advancing when I must away. I bid you a farewell for many long days. Likewise, pretty fair maids of every degree. Long and vain will I wish for your kind company. So farewell to Stromness, since I must away. I leave my best wishes to one who there stays. May fortune protect her and with her remain. May she never want a friend till I see her again. Fair maids who happy live here, while away on the ocean my course I must steer. So farewell to Stromness, since I must away. I bid you a farewell. So farewell to Stromness, since I must away. I bid you a farewell for many long days. May fortune protect her that's loyal and true. Here's a health, peace and plenty, farewell.
Not a bad album, that one, called Story Map. Farewell to Stromness there with Eamon Coyne and Chris Drever, with a bit of help from Eliza Carty in harmonising vocals. And before that, from the same album, Capaval, traditional tune, maybe better known as the Harris Dance, with a guest fiddler on there, Megan Henderson. And she was a member of Brebach, whom we've heard on the programme as well. You're listening to Come All Ye, and if you want to hear it again, fine by me. It'll be available as Listen on Demand in the near future. If you go to comeallye.com, come all ye one word, comeallye.com, press a couple of buttons, you'll find it. Or if you go to the 2MCE website, 2MCE.org, Same deal. Look for Listen on Demand and you'll find a few different programs there, including Come All Ye. There are Come All Ye programs available going back into the last decade or so. A song now in German. It's called Mondlicht, which I guess means moonlight, from a quartet, Lither, a quartet made up of two duos, Gudrun Walter and Jürgen Treys, and Aaron Jones and Claire Mann.
Oh, fiore di primavera.
Strange album, that one, featuring two different lineups. First of all, Accompagna, which is a Corsican polyphonic singing group, and a modern percussive rhythm group called Les Elegant Machines. We heard Verso di Tiriola. I can tell you nothing about the song. The one before it was called Mondlicht, which is moonlight, and I can tell you nothing about that either. So, I don't know why I'm sitting here, really. Oh, yeah, that's right. I've got to introduce the next track. This is a song called Baron's Heir, H-E-I-R, and it features the voice of Eddie Reader and also a bit of a tune mixed into it called Sardinia's Heir.
Until we die, oh Lordy, would you love me?
little tune there at the end called Sardinia's Air, A-I-R, and the song Baron's Air, H-E-I-R, from John McCusker in full arrangement mode, almost orchestral, featuring the voice of Eddie Reader, Baron's Air. Also involved with that track, Boo Hewardine and Ian Carr. Not unfamiliar musicians to regular listeners of this program. Play now three Australian tracks. First one, always associated with Duke Tritton, who was a bushman and a bit of a raconteur, I guess, around the Bush Music Club in Sydney. Long gone now. Well remembered, well thought of. First song comes from Alan Scott, one of Duke Tritton's, called Shearing in a Bar. Then we'll hear a song called Duke Tritton, which was composed by Gary Shearston. It's going to be sung here by Gordon Gregory as a member of the Canberra group Skedaddle many moons ago. And I'll let them continue with an instrumental called Brindabella Hornpipe, composed by David Game. There's a second tune there. I don't know who composed it. But anyway, here we go. Shearing in a Bar, Duke Tritton and Brindabella Hornpipe.
My shearing days are over. I never was a gun. I can always count my 20 at the end of every run. I used the old trade union shears, the blades were boggin' full, as I shoved them to the knockers and I clipped away the wool. I shore at Gory and a war, and I never got the sack. From Breezer out to Compador, I always could go back. But though I am a truthful man, I find when in a bar that my tallies seem to double, but I never call for tar. Now shearing on the western plains where the fleece is full of sand and clover burr and bindi eye, that's the place to try your hand. For the sheep grow tall and wiry where they feed on the Mitchell grass, and every second one of them is close to the cobbler class. And a pen chock full of cobblers is a shearer's dream of hell. Loud and lurid are their words if they catch one on the bell. But when we're pouring down the grog, you'll hear no call for tar, for a shearer never cuts them when he's shearing in the bar. At Louth I got the bell sheep, a wrinkled tough wool brute, who never stopped his kicking till I tossed him down the chute. My wrist was aching badly, but I fought him all the way. I couldn't afford to miss a blow. I must earn my pound a day. So when I'd take a strip of skin, I'd hide it with my knee. Turn the sheep around a bit so the right bar couldn't see. Then try to catch the rousey's eye and softly whisper, tar. But it never seems to happen when we're shearing in the bar. I shore away the belly wool, trimmed the crutch and hocks, then opened up along the neck while the rousey swept the locks. Then deftly turned the sheep around and dumped him on his rear. Two blows to clip away the wig, I also took an ear. Then down around the shoulders and the blades were opened wide as I drove them on the long blow and down the whipping side. And when I tossed him down the chute, he was nearly black with tar. But this is never mentioned when we're shearing in the bar. Now when the season's ended and my grandsons all come back, in their buggies and their sulkies, I was always on the track. They come to take me into town and fill me up with beer, and I sit on the corner stool and listen to them shear. There's not a bit of difference. It must make the angels weep to hear a mob of shearers in a barroom shearing sheep. For the sheep go rattling down the race, there's never a call for tar, for they still don't seem to cut 'em when we're shearing in the bar. Then memories come crowding and they wipe away the years. My hand begins to tighten and I seem to feel the shears. I want to tell them of the sheds, such sheds as I have shorn, some 50 years or maybe more before these boys were born. I want to speak of Yarragrin, Dunlop and Wingadee, but the beer is working in me and I'm trembling at the knee. So I'd better not start shearing, I'd be bound to call for tar, then be treated as a blackleg when we're shearing in the bar.
Come gather round, you people, and listen to my song. I want to tell you of a man of a time that's past and gone. Just in case you never knew him, he was one of the good old kind. And I'm proud to say as I sing his song, he was a friend of mine. So long, old-timer, I'm glad that I knew you so well. Duke Tritton was a bushman, a writer and singer too. As a shearer and a drover, he often humped his blue. And at timber cutting or building roads, he often turned his hand. And high in the Warrumbungle range, the fences he made still stand. So long, old-timer, I'm glad that I knew you so well. When first he took to the bush with Dutchie Fisher, his mate, they did some busking in country towns, a coin or two to make. On Sundays outside of an Anglican church, they would sing Abide With Me, then race around to the Catholic mob and hit 'em with Ave Maria. So long, old-timer, I'm glad that I knew you so well. He shored in most of the famous sheds and he saw long tallies done. They called him the Duke in a boxing troop, 'cause most of the time he won. And back in those hungry 30s, when your tucker meant your time, he worked as a powder monkey on the Sandy Hollow line. So long, old-timer, I'm glad that I knew you so well. There are songs he wrote and songs he sang and stories that he told of every trade a man could take up in the days of old. With his blue eyes fairly blazing and gripping his ghostly blades, he taught me more than any man of how this land was made. So long, old-timer, I'm glad that I knew you so well. But now his time is over and his miles of years gone by. If there isn't a union where he's gone, he's the one who'll organize. And I'll bet if those angels are out of tunes or their songs aren't up to par, it won't be long before he'll have them shearing in a bar. So long, old-timer, I'm glad that I knew you so well.
and they fade away. That group is Skedaddle from Canberra, and a couple of hornpipes there. Before that, from the same album called Take Me Down the Harbour, Gordon Gregory sang a song composed by Gary Shearston about Duke Tritton. And a song associated with Duke Tritton started that set of tracks, Shearing in a Bar, sung by Alan Scott. We have time for a few more tracks. First one, from the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Haven't played them for a little while. This is Ruby, Are You Mad at Your Man? Is the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Ruby, Are You Mad at Your Man? Rhiannon Giddens in full flight singing that one. What do you know about Ebenezer Joshua? Well, I didn't know a whole lot until I heard this song called Joshua Gone Barbados, and I didn't really know what it was all about. I read up on it just for you. Eric von Schmidt wrote the song, and it's about a politician named Ebenezer Joshua. In the 1960s, he was a significant person in St. Vincent in the British West Indies at the time. Sonny Childs is mentioned here as well, mostly just as Sonny. And for what it's worth, the song lyrics are probably moderately inaccurate, but makes for an interesting song nonetheless. Michael Smith, Anne Hills, Steve Gillette and Cindy Mangson performing here as the group Foretold.
Joshua Gordon, staying in a big hotel. People on St. Vincent got many sad tales to tell. Cain standing in the field, getting old and red. Lot of misery in Georgetown, three men lying dead. Joshua, head of the government, said strike for better pay. Cain cutters are striking, Joshua gone away. Sugar mill owner told the strikers, I don't need you to cut my cane. Bring in another bunch of fellas, your strike be all in vain. Get a bunch of tough fellas, bring them from Zion Hill. Bring them in a bus to Georgetown. You know somebody'll get killed.
Joshua gone, Joshua gone,
Joshua gone, Barbados, staying in a big hotel. People of St. Vincent got many sad tales. Sonny Child, the overseer, swear he's an ignorant man, walking through the cane field, pistol in his hand. The police giving protection, new fellas cutting the cane. Strikers can't do nothing, the strike be all in vain. Sonny Child, he cursed the striker, wave his pistol around. They're beating Sonny with a cutlass, beat him to the ground. There's a lot of misery in Georgetown. You can hear the women bawl. Joshua gone Barbados, he don't care at
Joshua
all.
Joshua gone, Joshua gone,
Joshua gone Barbados, staying in a big hotel. People on St. Vincent got many sad tales to tell. Cain standing in the field, getting old and red. Sonny Child in the hospital, pistol on his bed. I wish I could go to England, Trinidad or Curacao. People on the island, they got no place to go.
Joshua gone, Joshua gone,
Joshua gone Barbados, staying in a big hotel.
Joshua gone
Barbados, staying
got many sad tales to tell.
So apparently some of it's true, some of it maybe not. When they say Joshua gone Barbados, apparently he was just going over there for a conference. Well, I don't know. I wasn't there, was I? Eric von Schmidt probably wasn't either, and he wrote the song, but the group Foretold gave it to us there. Here's a group called the Handsome Young Strangers from an album called Fiddling On, which was one of the composite albums put out by the Illawarra Folk Festival some years ago. So Handsome Young Strangers and Wild Rover Again. Australian post-punk there, Handsome Young Strangers, Wild Rover Again. Well, that's about it, folks, from me. I hope you've enjoyed the program today because I've enjoyed bringing it to you, as I do every week. And I hope you can come back again next time. I'm Bruce Cameron. I leave you with another track from the featured album, John McCusker. Is the fiddle player. The Best of John McCusker is the double album. This is a couple of tunes called, collectively, Brian's Jigs, Shane O'Farrell and the Green Hollow. I'll talk to you next time. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.